From NPR News in Washington, I'm Giles Snyder. The Senate Judiciary Committee will begin confirmation hearings this week for President Obama's Supreme Court nominee. NPR's Carol Van Dam has more on what to expect.
Since U.S. Solicitor General Elena Kagan has never been a judge, the constraints faced by other Supreme Court nominees about their previous rulings will not come into play. Analysts say Kagan should be free to talk about her views on several key issues. The White House says Kagan won't stonewall on her positions during the questioning. Republicans charge that her work during the Clinton administration was political. President Obama selected Kagan to replace retiring Justice John Paul Stevens. The court has long been divided, often ending up in 5-4 rulings with its 5 conservatives and 4 liberals. The hearing gets underway tomorrow. It's likely the entire day will be taken up with opening statements, both from senators on the panel and Kagan herself. The actual questioning should get underway on Tuesday. Carol Van Dam, NPR News, Washington.
Pope Benedict is calling a police raid in Belgium surprising and deplorable. Benedict's comments are in a letter to the head of the Belgian Bishops' Conference. Belgian police conducted raids earlier this week during an investigation into alleged pedophilia by Catholic priests. Toronto is bracing for another day of violent protests against the G20 economic summit. Yesterday, police arrested more than 150 people after demonstrators smashed windows and burned police cars. President Obama and other leaders are due to wrap things up today. Polls in the Central Asian nation of Kyrgyzstan are due to close in about an hour. Voters are deciding on a new constitution. Even as the country recovers from a burst of ethnic violence that killed hundreds, perhaps many more. NPR's David Green says voting has been largely peaceful.
Election officials said they were pleased with the turnout in the early hours of voting. They were also relieved there had been no outbreaks of violence. Kyrgyzstan's fragile interim government knew the risks of going forward with this vote. The government believes the violence 2 weeks ago may have been aimed at derailing a new constitution, so they were especially concerned about voting day itself. Some groups, like Human Rights Watch, called on the government to delay the referendum, with thousands of minority ethnic Uzbeks still homeless after the recent violence. Election officials promised to bring ballots to voters, including into hospitals where victims of the violence are still recovering. If approved, the new constitution would make Kyrgyzstan Central Asia's first parliamentary democracy, and it would give the nation's interim government legitimacy it desperately needs. David Green, NPR News, Osh, Kyrgyzstan.
Torrential rains from Tropical Storm Alex are drenching Belize, northern Guatemala, and Mexico's Yucatan Peninsula. Forecasters say the storm could grow into a hurricane once it hits the Gulf of Mexico, but at least for now, it's expected to stay away from oil containment operations from BP's damaged well in the Gulf. From Washington, this is NPR News. Police in Bangladesh and activists from the country's main opposition party have clashed in a nationwide strike. The BBC's Mark Dummett is in Dhaka, where the country's opposition party leader is trying to bring attention to alleged government failures.
The streets of Dhaka, the world's most densely populated city, are normally clogged with cars, buses, beggars and rickshaws. But today they are empty, and only the police bothered to go to work in large numbers. 10,000 officers were deployed to make sure that there was no violence and prevent the opposition from holding demonstrations. A police spokesman said that in the morning they detained 2 former ministers and almost 200 party workers for vandalism and threatening behaviour.
The BBC's Mark Dummett. The long-time rivalry between England and Germany is being rekindled at soccer's World Cup in South Africa. The two teams are meeting in about an hour in an elimination match. The teams are already being criticised for not playing by the pre-game rules. Here's Larry Miller in London.
International soccer's governing body rebuked both England and Germany for pre-game shenanigans. FIFA rapped England for agreeing to take only questions from British TV reporters, which angered foreign media. FIFA also wasn't pleased the German coach didn't take questions. Official guidelines say all coaches must meet the media a day prior to their matches. A FIFA spokesman says fair play applies not only on the field, but also at news conferences. Although soccer protocol may have been bruised, no sanctions can be imposed. The coaches are far more concerned with what happens today on the field. For NPR News, I'm Larry Miller in London.
And I'm Giles Snyder. This is NPR News from Washington.